Want to spend more time in the great outdoors? Join our family as we share insights, suggestions, and highlights of our adventures. It's time now for Glampin' and River Roamin' with the Tilleries. All right, River Roamers, we are back to share with y'all the final leg of our summer Big Bend River Roamin' trip of 2023.
Favorite river ever.
So we wanted to get ourselves closer to the Treasure Coast of Florida where we live, and we made our final leg of the trip, which was 3 nights in Dunellen, Florida, at a really impressive single-wide
mobile home
rental that came with all sorts of perks, like a golf cart to drive around, a bunch of paddle boards, kayaks, they had little John boats. And they had, just the right amount of space inside. They have 2 bathrooms. Again, our son didn't have to stay in the tiny little bed inside the camper, right? He had like a queen size bed. So anyhow, Dunellen on the Rainbow River. And this community had its own private boat ramp, which was a huge perk.
Yes.
Because there was really only one large public boat ramp for the entire Rainbow River. The Rainbow River, if you're not familiar with it, it has its own state park, the river... Rainbow River State Park, right?
Rainbow River State Park.
And there they have an access point where you can bring in tubes, whether you bring them on your own or you rent them, and you just... It's like a God-made... Mother Nature supplied genuine lazy river. You start in one spot and the river just carries you straight on down.
There's a vendor downriver that takes a trolley and drops people off at the Rainbow River State Park. You can rent their rafts from them. And then there's 2 different exit points once you're floating down the Rainbow River to exit. And then the trolley, if you go to the further one, the trolley will bring you back to the parking lot. It's set up pretty well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful scenario. And this river, not only does it have a bunch of tubers, but it has residences on either side, many of which you can tell have been in the family for quite a while. It's abundant with the seagrasses, but you can have boats for a majority of it, obviously at very slow, idle
because there are tubers everywhere.
Hundreds and hundreds of tubers or paddle boarders, every which way you look.
The captain has to be on point.
Yeah. So we arrived a little early. Unfortunately, we weren't able to access our rental early, which usually we get lucky and we can.
They were cleaning until right up until 4.
Yeah, they were working on a project, I think. You know, you can never fault anyone for enhancing the property.
Which is fine. We were eating chicken wings.
Yeah, we found a vendor on the side of the road by the gas station that had chicken wings. So we got some chicken wings and had stopped off and restocked for some items knowing we were staying 3 days. And then we were able to get settled in. And that the goal of this particular leg of the trip was that it was Mom's birthday, so I was doing no cooking and no real dishes.
Right, so we went out to eat every single night.
Yeah. And the first night, we ended up...
the Wall Creek place.
No, it was the pizza.
Oh, it was pizza, right?
We picked up the pizza, and they closed at 8 p.m., so we rushed out. And as soon as we left, it started pouring rain. But the place was packed, and you could tell it was like a local's favorite, and it really was pretty good pizza.
Yeah. There was a little bar next to it. You could tell it was a local bar.
Mm-hmm. Which it took all of my might not to go in there. And I actually got the linguine and clam sauce, and that was awesome.
Pizza was good.
Yeah, it was delicious. But it was nice just to kind of, you know, we had just driven 4+ hours, shopped, waited. It was just kind of nice to stay in, get comfy, and strategize what we would do the next day. And thankfully, we had that golf cart on property, so we were able to take that around, check out the neighborhood, the boat ramp, and really devise a good plan. And that boat ramp area was also like water for all of the residents to enjoy because Rainbow River is entirely spring-fed.
It's like boat launch / swimming area.
Yeah. And it's just crystal clear. I mean, even more crystal clear than that of the Bacala that we just experienced at our previous stop, which was a pleasant surprise to have that be spring fed, but this is like crystal clear. And in this particular spot, so Seeger got to swim and we got to play a little bit of catch, and we realized that our boat was gonna fit down. It looked at first like maybe it wouldn't. It was a kind of a smaller ramp, but it worked out great for our pontoon the next day.
Next 2 days.
Yeah, right. We did it both days. We put in there. So we decided to take advantage of some of their offerings, and the owner, while we were down at that boat ramp exploring it, pulled up in his golf cart with his family, and he said that the best experience is taking the paddle boards, pontooning all the way up until you can't, and then paddleboarding into the head of the springs. And so we took him up on such a suggestion the very next day.
And I had to tow Anna's butt up the river on our
paddleboard. Charlie was a natural, folks. So after dodging hundreds of tubers, we get to the sign that says no more motorized vessels beyond this point. Anchored out, got all three paddleboards down. Charlie was incredibly helpful in this scenario. And then once Dad got on his paddleboard, he was gone. He did not look back. Did not stop.
Well, I also couldn't look back in fear of falling off.
Right, we are not versed in the world of paddleboarding.
And I'm a bigger guy, so I had to keep my center of balance.
So that he did, and then once Charlie and I got mobilized, which Mom didn't stand, I paddled my way in Indian style.
She was barely beating the current, folks.
It was. I was there, though. I was doing it. And so Charlie took a rope and tied Dad and I together.
I turned around, he tied us off, and then off we went.
Yep. And then the head of the spring was incredible. I mean, just the pure turquoise and the blues. It was so beautiful, though it was very busy. And this was a Friday. No, it was a Thursday.
No, we got there Thursday. We went out Friday. Right? No, Thursday,
it
Friday,
was a Thursday,
and we left
Saturday,
right?
Yeah. It was a Thursday, so it was surprising to see how busy it was. But that also
summertime,
was a state
people
park.
People are on vacations, too.
Yeah. A day-use state park. So though you couldn't lodge at this particular head of the springs, it's also a state park, and a lot of folks were enjoying the swimming hole. And so we ended up circling back.
Kids were still out of school.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And we had an enjoyable time. Pure sunshine, couldn't have asked for more. Great music, great stories, great sliders. I mean, it was excellent. And then we made it back, and that evening we enjoyed the delicious Greek food, which was only about a 10-minute drive. Where we were was really centrally located. Everything was pretty close from a drive standpoint.
Gas station, grocery store.
Yeah. And the Greek restaurant was actually just west of the Rainbow River / Withlacoochee merger. So this particular Greek restaurant next to the Blue Gator was right on the Withlacoochee. So very pretty river views. And the food was delicious. Very fresh. We each got gyros and Greek salads. And the waitress, if I'm not mistaken, her name was Stephanie, was lovely and attentive. We had Greek wine, and she brought a small Greek ganache to go for us for my birthday, which was sweet. And then we walked to the riverfront, and you could tell that this particular area of Dunellen was hopeful for a rebirth. It seemed like there was definitely a lot of success in the town in years, maybe decades prior. So there was likely still some really good values to be had. I mean, of course, anything riverfront, what we noticed.
Well, that part of
real estate,
Dunellen, was on the Withlacoochee, but anything that was on the actual Rainbow River, the spring-fed river, was doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Although they're so close together, realistically. Anyhow, enjoyed that meal. came back, played some games. I mean, this place was super cozy. They had this one really cool basketball game.
It's like the arcade basketball.
Yeah, you can be side by side and it keeps score. And if you play with a 16-year-old, he will hog all the balls and try not to let you have any so you can make some points. That's really fun. And it poured like the Dickens that night.
Rained just about every day we were there.
Yeah.
But just like at the perfect time where, except the last day, we got hammered.
We got hammered right at the end. But we did sleep in a smidge. So we made it the next morning. Our goal was to go down with the Lacucci a little bit and hopefully find an island for Seeger, which sadly did not happen. It was very residential and then very rural, and either which way, there wasn't a lot of land. Regardless, you could really see the whole difference where with the Lacucci and the Rainbow River meet, because it's night and day. One's completely murky, one's transparent. It's stunning. Mother Nature, stunning. So on our way back on the Rainbow River with all these tubers and paddleboarders, the skies just let loose. Oy, and the rain was freezing. Even though it was July 28th, my actual birthday, the rain was freezing.
It was actually quite nice.
I beg to differ.
And we had just put the top down.
Yeah.
And so tucked it all the way away.
So we got soaked.
Could have been worse. We could have been on a float.
Right? I could tell they were all looking at us with envy. We made it back to the rental. Everyone got dried off sooner than we expected. The rain subsided. We got to go on a big golf cart ride, which Dad, when he feels lost, gets incredibly difficult. Then
I wasn't the one being difficult.
We made it back to the rental to prepare for dinner, which was at this Mexican restaurant brand new to town called the Maya Republic. And we had the coolest waiter, Mario, who was very attentive. We had the best Mexican street corn. They had great queso. We had quesadillas.
He was very attentive to our son.
And to Mom. He let me play with the tambourine. Instead of a dessert, he brought me a shot of tequila for my birthday. I thought Mario was great. Everything was delicious.
Street corn was delicious.
The whole restaurant was decorated really vibrantly. A lot of carved woods, but everything was like hot colors with black undertones. So it was just really new. I mean, the place was so busy. It was popping. And
it was popping.
It was pop.
Crack-a-lacking.
And then we got up again back after we settled, and we set forth to come home, which ended up being
not bad.
Not too shabby, about a 5-hour drive with towing the camper and the boat. But what a great trip it was. And so that made the Rainbow River our 72nd river, which is pretty rewarding.
Off to hit 73 through 80 next weekend, Labor Day weekend.
That would be the plan. So happy river roaming, everybody. Until next time.
Later, roamers.
Camping corny time.
Hey, honey, what do you find at the end of a rainbow?
What?
A W.
Touche. Thanks for tuning in.
If you dig it, please subscribe.
And be sure to check us out online at riverromanwiththetilleries.com.